to God Heals Me, a program for busy kids. Hi, I'm Juliana, and we've got a fun story to tell and an important lesson to share. Be sure to listen at the end of the show for a special web address, where you'll find information about an exciting new activity book created just for kids. It teaches us all how to live a healthy, happy life. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the program. Thanks for tuning in. Here's our storyteller, Uncle Charles.
Thank you, Juliana. Cassandra has a problem. She's very athletic. She loves to run, jump, climb, crawl, swim, dive, race. Well, you get the idea. If there's a sport, she wants to play it. If there's a sports team, she wants to be on it. But there's the problem, as you'll discover in our story today. Let's listen to what happened to Cassandra. Yes, I'm a girl. Yes, I love playing softball. Yes, I am good at it. I can hit and run and pitch and catch and spit as good as any boy. Sometimes even better, if I say so myself. But there was a time when I wasn't exactly welcomed on the softball team at school. Then I saw Jesus. You can't play on our team because you're a girl. That's what a lot of boys said when I wanted to play softball with them during recess. This game is for boys only, they insisted. But I can throw and pitch as well as anyone, I said, trying to be heard above the laughing and booing. Just let me show you. Oh, go play on the girls' team, was their answer. Then they'd strut away like roosters circling a hen house. I didn't want to play on the girls' team. Many of the team members weren't as dedicated to softball as I was. They didn't try as hard as I did. My mom always said I was very competitive, which means I liked to win, and she was right. I wanted to play on winning teams, and I didn't care if that team was made up of boys, girls, or aardvarks. I just wanted to play. One day, when the boys' softball team was telling me to get lost, their new captain, his name was Roger, suddenly spoke up. Let her play, he said. Let her show us what she can do. If she's good, we'll let her join us. If she's not, we'll wave. Bye-bye. That was fine with me. Now I could prove myself. Now I could have fun with other kids who loved softball as much as I did. Well, I played softball with the boys that day, and we had a great time. I hit a double, caught a couple fly balls, and tagged someone out at third. I held my own, thank you very much. Seems Roger didn't care if I was a boy or girl. He just wanted me to try hard and help them win a few games, which I did. That's the kind of captain everyone should play with. So where did I see Jesus? In Roger. The pastor at church said that Jesus doesn't care who or what we are. He doesn't care if we're male or female, black or white, Asian, Hispanic, or from the North Pole. He just wants us to try hard to be kind and loving so we can beat Satan at the game of life. Jesus and us. Now that's a winning team. Cassandra's story reminds me of this amazing Bible text found in Galatians 3:28. It kind of says it all. Listen, now in Christ, there is no difference between Jew and Greek. There is no difference between slaves and freemen. There is no difference between male and female. You are all the same in Christ Jesus. Wow. So the next time you see someone who isn't like you, and you treat him or her with respect and love, inviting him or her to be part of the game of your life, they just may be seeing Jesus in you. I can't think of a more loving, healing relationship than that.
Thanks, Uncle Charles. Now, I'd like to invite everyone to stop by GodHealsMe.org to check out a new book filled with stories, games, and puzzles to help us all live a healthy, happy life. Here's the best part. This important information comes straight from the Bible. It's fun, exciting, and I promise that you'll learn something new every day. Remember that web address, GodHealsMe.org. That's GodHealsMe.org. Until next time, this is Juliana and Uncle Charles wishing you lots of health and happiness. See ya!